Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on thesportsvirus.com and now on canbr.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Sun First Solar. Others promise the moon, they deliver the sun. We're also brought to you by Rose's Cafe, a favorite in the Cow Hollow neighborhood of San Francisco for the past 20 years. Today we'll hear a couple of conversations I had in the clubhouse and the dugout at opening day at Chase Field in Phoenix, but first let's learn more about our sponsors. 1954 was a very good year. Before the Orange and Black moved out west, their New York predecessors won the World Series that season. That same year, Mitchell and Mitchell Insurance Agency started helping dentists with their life and disability insurance. Eventually, they expanded to all lines of insurance for small to mid-sized businesses. Now, Mitchell and Mitchell has 6 locations throughout California offering all lines of insurance. They even do financial planning. So call them today at 888-512-8878. That's 888-512-8878. Mitchell & Mitchell Insurance Agency. Jones goes back near the wall, shading the sun, and he dropped it. He lost the ball in the sun. Let's put the sun to good use at home with a SunPower residential solar system. Your SunPower elite dealer, Sun First Solar, has a wide range of financing options, and they provide the finest customer service from start to finish, regardless of size or scope. Sun First Solar offers the highest efficiency systems, newest technology, and the best warranty in the world. Sun First Solar offers the most competitive price while not compromising on quality. This summer, let the sun heat your pool and eliminate your energy bill. Don't drop the ball. Call Sun First Solar at 415-458-5870. That's 415-458-5870 and get your SunPower solar system today.
If you're looking for a great place to stop by for a bite to eat before a night game or dinner after a day game, Rose's Cafe is the place to go. A favorite in the Cow Hollow neighborhood for the past 20 years, Rose's Cafe is a hangout for locals who bask in the sun at sidewalk tables, duck inside for a cappuccino, or stay for a leisurely lunch or dinner. Many customers are regulars who frequent their pretty bistro cafe that offers table service and deliciously consistent food. Italian fare created using organic local produce, fresh seafood, humanely raised meats, and free-range poultry. Rose's artisan bakers bake a daily selection of pastries, desserts, and breads. Menu highlights include pizzas, daily soups, and house-made pastas. A robust beer and wine list with many by-the-glass options are available. So stop by Rose's Cafe at 2298 Union Street in San Francisco.
On opening day in Phoenix, Arizona, I had a chance to sit down in the Giants clubhouse with first baseman Brandon Belt. Also, I chatted with Hunter Strickland in the dugout. We'll start with our conversation with Brandon Belt.
Well, Brandon, you've been through some opening days before, but what do you think about when you come to the stadium and it's opening day and just some of the memories you have, even when you were a kid and it's, you know, the opener of a season?
For me, it's just a new beginning, and it's the time of year you can kind of dream of what's to come. Hopefully it's another World Series for us, but I think everybody's just getting ready to go back out there and do the thing we love, and that's play baseball.
How much of a comfort level is there that most of the characters are the same here? Yeah, there's been some changes in the bullpen and, a little bit in the rotation the last few years, but you guys have the homegrown players. You guys have developed together, and you're really kind of going through it all together.
Yeah, no, I think it definitely helps to have that continuity that we have here and, with this organization. And, it's a lot more fun going out there with people you're more familiar with and people you came up playing with. And, it's always exciting for us because we know we've got a good young core and we can do a lot of damage out there on the baseball field. But, overall, it's just fun. It's fun getting to play with your buds.
I don't know if it matters so much where you bat in the lineup, but how do you feel about the number two spot? People are saying, hey, this is great because he gets on base so much just to be near the top of the order.
Yeah, I think overall it just, it doesn't really matter. I think the objective stays the same no matter where you're on the lineup. I do like being In the two hole and at the top of the lineup. You know, I don't know what it is about it. Maybe just knowing what you're going to be doing in that first inning and just kind of getting prepared right off the bat. It could be a number of things, but you know, overall, I do like being in that position. But I'm just going to try to keep the objective the same no matter where I am.
How much do you pride yourself in being a guy who's patient at the plate? You'll take your walks. You really know the strike zone very well.
I definitely pride myself in it, but I also think it's, you know, it helps make me successful. I mean, I can't, for me, you know, knowing myself, I can't go outside of the strike zone a lot if I want to be successful. So I got to make the pitcher come to me. And if I can do that, I know I have a better chance to go out there and do what I want to do.
Is there anything that you've learned about the shifts that you're taking into this year to change things up? Because they are shifting you quite a bit.
I've learned that you just can't really worry about it. I mean, if you start thinking about it too much, I think that's how they get you. So, you know, I've said this before, and I still believe it. I think that, you know, if you get your hard hit line drives, you're going to beat the shift more times than not. So I wouldn't say I roll over a lot anyway to the right side, so I'm not too worried about it.
Any bunts in your future? I mean, you've done it before every once in a while, but do you have to pick your spots with that?
Yeah, I think I'll definitely attempt to do that. Just to show the guys that I can do it, show the other teams that I can do it, and just to put it in the back of the head, maybe give me a little bit more open spot over there on the left side of the field.
And before I let you go, what's your thought about just the overall look of the team this year, you know, from rotation to bullpen, you know, adding Melanson, just what you have, and, you know, the situation in left field where you got a couple guys it looks like that are going to platoon out there?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, like I said earlier, I think we got a good chance to go make a run in the playoffs and go back to the World Series this year. We got a good chance to win a championship. You know, I love the way our team's built right now. We got great pitching, great defense. We got a good offense, and you know, we got the ability to go out there and take care of business. So I'm excited to see what we're going to do this year.
Brandon, thanks so much for the time. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
That's Giants first baseman Brandon Belt. Coming up, we'll hear from relief pitcher Hunter Strickland right after this.
A little reminder: each week during the season, we'll be giving away a free T-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. All you have to do is ask a question for one of our guests, and if your question is chosen, you'll receive a free T-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. To send your questions in, email us at thesportsvirus@gmail.com or on Facebook, thesportsvirus.com page, and please like us while you're there.
Just before opening day in Phoenix, I had a chance to sit down with Hunter Strickland in the Giants dugout. Here was that conversation.
Hunter, what do you think about this ball club? You guys have a little bit of a different composition in the bullpen. So how much confidence do you guys have?
I think we got a lot of confidence going into this. We got a great group. You know, we picked up some good players, and you know, we're excited to get this going.
This ball club definitely has undergone, you know, a little bit of change, but still there's a lot of the core guys that are there. How meaningful is that to maybe some of the younger guys that are coming up?
I think it's huge. You know, that we have a great front office and scouting department, and you know, that's proven itself over the years. You know, but to have these guys, these veteran guys, you know, that have grown up through this system, you know, established themselves and proven, you know, how to get it done, I think that's a key role, you know, for the younger guys to come in and to follow up on that.
What did you work on in spring training that you're taking into this year that you're feeling good about?
Really everything, you know, just kind of fine-tuning my mechanics a little bit, trying to be a little bit more deceptive and, you know, just going attack.
Well, everybody knows you got the fastball that can blow people away. So how much did you work on, and how important is it for you to get your slider over and, you know, be able to fool hitters that way?
No, I think the off-speed is the key to this game. You know, you got to keep these hitters off balance. I mean, obviously these are the best hitters in the game, and, you know, you throw a fastball too many times, they can hit it, that's for sure. So, you know, I think more hitting your spots, your location, and, you know, keeping them off balance is key.
And making them swing at those pitches, right? I mean, because if you're throwing a slider and they're not going to swing at it, it's almost like it doesn't do you any good, right?
No doubt about it. You know, it's got to be deceptive. It's got to look like your fastball out of hand. And, you know, you can't, you know, if they see it out of your hand, they're going to lay off of it. So, and then put you in a fastball count. So, you know, it's definitely key to have it deceptive.
You know, I was talking to Contos about this. Without having too many lefties, you have one in Ty Block. Do you guys feel like, okay, we got to step it up? We got to go get those lefties out, even if we're a right-hander.
No, I don't think we're too worried about it. You know, obviously we got Ty down there, you know, for a long guy or whatnot, or, you know, whatever his role may be. But I think we're, you know, our job is to go in there and get whatever hitter out we're facing. You know, whatever Boach calls our name, that's our job. So righty or lefty, it doesn't matter.
What's the reaction to everybody to have Melanson on this team and the kind of confidence that gives you, a guy who's been closing a lot?
Yeah, I think it's huge. You know, I mean, he's been the best closer in the game for the past three or so years, you know, and so to have a guy like that that's established himself and, that knows the role and knows how to get it done is huge for us.
And even the learning that you get, I mean, some of the things that you pick up from him, because, you know, sometimes the game is closed in the seventh or the eighth inning. I mean, that's where a game could be won.
No doubt about it, you know, and to have a guy, like I said, you know, that's established himself and, you know, been around the game long enough, you know, I'm going to pick his brain as much as I can. There's always room for improvement for me. So, you know, like I said, I'm just going to just learn a lot.
Last thing, what kind of a memory do you have of opening day? Anything, even when you were in Little League or anything like that, when you first showed up and it's opening day, I mean, it's got to be pretty exciting for everybody.
No doubt. I mean, it's been a long off season. You know, it's, you know, especially this past one, you know, we didn't go as deep into the playoffs as we wanted to. You know, so that kind of eats away at you. And opening day is just always exciting. You know, the fans, just the atmosphere in general. And, you know, to get it started again and get it going. And, you know, the ultimate goal is the World Series. So it's fun. You know, we're excited about it today.
Thanks, Hunter. Really appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Giants reliever Hunter Strickland. Want to thank him and Brandon Belt for joining us here on Inside China Basin. Coming up on Monday, we'll be at the Giants home opener against the Arizona Diamondbacks with a podcast from San Francisco. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com and now on canbr.com.